The United Nations estimates that more than 45 million people worldwide are refugees. For most of his life, Awad Assyria was a refugee. He was never a citizen of any country. Now he finally has a place to call his home. Assyria became a citizen of the United States last month on July 4th, American Independence Day. It was then that he, his two sons, and 80 other people took the oath of citizenship at a ceremony in Charlottesville, Virginia. Assyria waited more than half a century before becoming a U.S. citizen.
When I passed my test, I'm crying because this is my dream. 58 years. This is long time. I waiting.
Awad Assyria was born in Iraq. His parents were Palestinian refugees. Before coming to the United States, Assyria and his family lived in Baghdad. There, he operated a successful grocery business with an Iraqi partner. In 2003, the United States and its allies launched a military campaign to disarm Iraq. The U.S.-Iraq war was followed by outbreaks of sectarian violence.
Every day when I open my door, I see dead body in the street. When I go to my store, I see dead body in the street. This is not life.
When Assyria's business partner was shot and killed, and his wife was shot in the shoulder, the family got their belongings and left Baghdad.
I close everything. I don't need anything. I lost all my money, all my business. Only I want to save my son and my family to leave. Because I think one day, one month, my son killing.
He and his family came to the United States 6 years ago through the State Department's refugee program. They resettled in Charlottesville, Virginia.
Believe me, first day when I come to America, I don't know what happened from my body. I think this is my country.
Now, Assyria works in a grocery store, which is similar to his former business in Iraq. His youngest son also has a part-time job there.
I like this job. I want to give America, because she gave me citizen, I want to give him more. Until now, 6 years, I don't take vacation.
Since becoming U.S. citizens, he and his sons have requested passports for the first time in their lives.
Maybe my God give me more time to live. I want to give America more, because America gave me my dream.
I'm Marcia James.